Matthew chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. I especially want to speak to the boys and girls. Verse 22, "And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And they were exceeding sorry." Did you notice something, boys and girls, when I read those verses? I left out some words, didn't I? I left them out purposely. Because, you know, whenever the Lord spoke them, it was as if the apostles didn't hear them. Jesus said three things. He said, "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him." That's the second thing. And then the third thing is, "The third day he shall be raised again." I don't think they heard that right. I don't think that they were listening to that. Because you see, it says, they were exceeding sorry. They were very sad, not just ordinarily sad, they were extremely sad. They were mourning greatly when they heard those things. And I don't think they should have been so sad. If they had have listened more carefully, and especially if they had faith in what Christ said, they wouldn't have been as sad. They should have been glad. They should have been rejoicing. It says the third day he'll be raised again. That means he's going to live again. He's going to die, yes, but he's going to live again. He's going to be raised. He's going to have a resurrection on the third day. And I think if they had have listened to that and took that in, they wouldn't have been so sad. They might have been sad thinking about the death and the betrayal, but surely they wouldn't have been exceeding sad if that resurrection truth had just dropped into their hearts. Whenever people die, it is sad. And we've all had people close to us who've died and have been very sad. But you know, if it were known to us that that person is going to die, after 3 days he's going to live again. Oh, that would be good news. We could bear that. We could rejoice in that. Yes, 3 days, dead and buried, but going to live again. I know people who have died in my life, and if I had got this news that on the third day they'll live again, I wouldn't have been as sad. But they were very sad. They didn't listen, you see. They didn't take it in. Christ living again is a joyful time. The resurrection morning was a wonderful morning. It was a time of joy and gladness. We celebrated every Lord's Day. Every Lord's Day we say Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. You know, the early Christians used to say that. Whenever they used to meet, they come together and they would say, "Christ is risen." And they would reply, "Yes, he's risen indeed." That was a time of rejoicing and gladness. But they're very sad. They have no joy. They haven't listened well, you see. That's why. That's why they're so sad. I think that's why many Christians are so sad too. They should be glad. They should be rejoicing, but they're not listening to the word right. They're not listening to all the word. They listen to the sad bits, but they don't seem to listen to the glad bits. They don't listen with faith, with understanding. They have doubts and they're sad. They don't believe. Boys and girls, you have to listen carefully to God's word. You have to listen carefully to the gospel and to all of the gospel, all of the words, if you want to be joyful. And if you don't listen, you'll be sad. You see, you listen to some things, but not others. You hear that Christ died. But do you hear that he died for our sins? Our sins. Does it come home? Is it personal? Does it bring you joy and gladness? Are you listening to it right? And then maybe you hear that the Son of God loved. He loved and he gave himself, and that's true. But do you hear the Son of God loved me? Do you listen to that me? And he gave himself for me? Do you listen to that bit? Oh, when you begin to hear that bit, when you begin to believe that bit, there'll be no sadness. It'll be joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory, such as Christians ought to have if they but believe. We believe the Lord is a shepherd. We believe the Lord is a good shepherd. We're maybe hearing that. We hear that as people don't want. But are you hearing that the Lord is my shepherd? I shall not want. Are you hearing right? Are you hearing by faith? Are you believing the word, all of the word? It's only when we believe that we have the joy unspeakable and full of glory. So children, listen carefully to all the words of God. Anytime the Lord speaks to us, he's never speaking to us to make us sad. Jesus didn't tell this to the disciples to make them sad. That wasn't the response that he wanted. He told them this to make them glad. And boys and girls, if you hear the Lord speaking and it's making you sad, you're not listening right. You have to listen right. Because when the Lord speaks to us, he always wants to make us glad. He's good, you see. He doesn't make us sad just for the sake of it, in cruelty. No, he's speaking to make us glad. But we have to listen to every word. And we have to believe every word, in order for that gladness to be the right response in our hearts and in our lives. So you always believe the Bible and all the promises of the Bible, every word, and listen very carefully to it.